لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ. Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah, Allah, Allah. For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, salam which you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to a beautiful, exciting new series on Your Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, I am your host, Muhammad Abdullah. And today I have a very special and unique personality with me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This episode, the silsila, is very unique because, first of all, the beautiful name of this episode and this series is A Noble Journey. Allah, Allah, Allah. And when we're speaking about a journey, and because nobility is attached to it, we all know it refers to only one beautiful journey, and that is the journey to the blessed and beloved cities of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'zeema. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, in this beautiful series, we will be discussing the method of Hajj. Many Hujjaj are preparing themselves to go towards the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah, and the preparations have begun. The excitement is in the atmosphere and everyone is in a state of awe. Alhamdulillah, we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take everyone safely, and those that haven't been for Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of you for Hajj. What your parents, what your Murshid-e Kareem, inshallah, inshallah, what your relatives as well. So alhamdulillah, today and in this series, we will be discussing the method of Hajj, some very beautiful, important points which one needs to keep in mind, and some precautions which one needs to take, the different types of Hajj, what is Hajj, the beauties of Hajj, the excellence of Hajj. All of this will be covered in this beautiful series. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And if you want to learn about a specific field or a specific topic, we need to speak to the experts and the masters of that specific field. For example, if you are sick and you need some medical advice, we won't go to an engineer, we won't go to a lawyer. The first person we'll run to is a doctor, an expert in that field. Likewise, when we are speaking about Hajj, alhamdulillah, with me, I have an excellent personality who is, I would say, an expert in this field. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the understanding, with the wisdom. And alhamdulillah, many, many a times he has visited that beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, I am referring to none other than the spokesperson of Dawat-e-Islami, mashallah. Whenever in the world you hear the name of Dawat-e-Islami, the few people who arrive at the top of your list, one of those people is this great personality. Subhanallah, I am referring to none other than Haji Abdul Habib At-Tari. Damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A very excellent personality. Before we carry on, let's greet Haji Sahab. Haji Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, everything is very fine. And yes, I'm also very excited that a beautiful topic. And whenever we talk about the Harabain Tayyibain, also the heart become more happy Allah to discuss about that topic.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, mashallah. And indeed, it will be very heart-touching for all our viewers, our listeners. So my advice to you is sit back, relax, enjoy this beautiful episode. And if you want to take some notes, please jot down some points, take some points, and inshallah, azawajal, you will also enjoy, I will also enjoy, and the atmosphere will become very enjoyable, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Haji Sahab, before we begin this beautiful discussion about Hajj, we all know Hajj is a fundamental of Islam, a basic pillar of Islam. In madrasa, we learn, you know, the five pillars of Islam. One of them is Hajj, that everyone knows. But if you could please share with us some excellences, some virtues, you know, some fadail of Hajj, inshallah, it will be very beneficial for our viewers and listeners.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Muslim. Yes, there are so many, you know, excellence of Hajj. There are so many ayat about Hajj and the excellence of Hajj. And subhanAllah, there are so many ahadith. Prophet of Rahmah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the Haji will intercede for the 400 family members and will be as free from sins as he was on the day of he was born.
Allah, Allah,
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Means he also, inshallah, forgiven, and the 400 family members of Haji will be forgiven. Another hadith pak, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the Haji is forgiven and the one for whom the Haji asks forgiveness is also forgiven.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Another beautiful hadith, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, there will be no accountability for the one who departs for Hajj or Umrah and dies on the way. He will be ordered to enter paradise. Look at how noble journey is. You perform Hajj, you get forgiveness, you get maghfirah. And in the journey, if you die, subhanAllah, so there is no accountability, go directly to Jannah.
SubhanAllah, 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 MashaAllah, MashaAllah. A very beautiful point Haji Sahib shared with us. And many of us think, you know, when people come back from Hajj, when they return, why do we all ask them for du'as? A very, very beautiful hadith and a very beautiful narration Haji Sahib mentioned that, you know, he is forgiven and the one who he makes du'a for, that person is also forgiven. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
And also, these are the virtues and excellence of Hajj. And whenever any Haji go for Hajj, he must go to the Madinah Munawwara. Then to the Madinah Munawwara, and SubhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu
shafaat.
If anybody visited my Raza, my Qabr-e Munawwar, SubhanAllah, the Shafaat, the intercession of Rasul Pak become wajib on him. SubhanAllah. So the you know, sinners like us, and if we got chance to visit Madinah Munawwara, and SubhanAllah, when we visit the grave of Rasul Pak, Raza-e Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the intercession of Rasul Pak, the Shafaat of Rasul Pak become wajib.
Allah,
so such a beautiful journey, such a noble journey, the journey of Maghfirah, the journey of Rahmah, we have to visit, you know, Haram and Tayyiban as many times as we can. Another thing is that, as you said, that so many Hajjaj from all around the world making preparation. So if anybody have a capability, he must go for it. It is a pillar of Islam. So why we are not, you know, taking this importance? Some of brothers saying that, yes, I have a plan to go, but I have some things to do. My business is not settled right now, and I have some responsibilities of my children's. And some brothers saying that my daughter is very young and I want to marry her first and then I go for Hajj. Whenever anybody come to me and say like that, used to tell them that go for Hajj. When you go there, your all problem becomes
SubhanAllah,
and everything become easy, because all of Hujjaj are Duyufur Rahman,
Allah, Allah,
the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go to Hajj, we are the guests of Allah, guests of Rahman. So whatever calamity and problems we have in our mind, whenever we go there, inshallah, it becomes very easy and becomes solved.
SubhanAllah, 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 Alhamdulillah. And indeed, this is a very big problem in our society, Haji Sahib. Personally, we have met such people that Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon them the wealth, but you know, it's just it's as if they are inclined towards this world and shaitan is behind them, you know, not stopping them from going to Hajj. But very beautifully, Haji Sahib has mentioned, and it's a very important point for our viewers and listeners, that if you have the capability, the istita'at, the ability, then go for Hajj. Keep in mind that you are going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely the wealth, the money, the family, the risk, everything you have, it is from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So go there with this intention that you are going solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely you will see your other affairs, your other matters will all be solved inshallah with the hukum and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. Haji Sahib, we all know Hajj, we speak about Hajj, but is there only one type of Hajj which we are speaking about? Are there many types of Hajj? Are there different types of Hajj? If you can elaborate on this.
Yeah, I will go for that topic. But first, before that, I must say to the all viewers of Madani Channel that whenever you plan for Hajj, why we are not spending few hours to learn Hajj? Because so many people went for Hajj, but even don't know the procedure, because it's a noble journey, yes, but there are some regulations, rules from which have to follow. So MashaAllah, this program is very good for all of them. So must watch all the programs. And also I suggest a very beautiful book. It's also available in English, Rafiqul Haraman. You can download that book from the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net. And this book must be with you. in your mobile phone, or if you want to hard copy, you can order from Maktabatul Madina. So let's come towards the how many types of Hajj. There are three types of Hajj: Hajj Ifrad, Hajj Qiran, and Hajj Tamattu. And very simple explanation of all three Hajj, that Hajj Ifrad, if anybody want to make Hajj, Hajj Ifrad, make intention of Ihram of Hajj from his house of before Miqat. So sometime the people from Jeddah, the people from Arab Sharif, they used to do Hajj Ifrad. But anybody from all around the world, he can make Hajj Ifrad. And after Hajj Ifrad, Hajj completion, he will come out from, or he will free from Ihram. But in Hajj Ifrad, the Qurbani of Hajj is not wajib. Okay? Whoever Haji make Hajj Ifrad, he is known as Mufrid.
So basically, he will wear the Ihram from his home of before Miqat, and the only time he's going to remove the Ihram is after the Hajj.
After Hajj. Till okay. End of the Hajj, he will be in Ihram.
Okay.
The second Hajj is Hajj Qiran. Any Haji want to make Hajj Qiran, he will make an intention of Hajj and Umrah together. And he will go to Haram Makkah Sharif, he will perform Umrah, but did not come out from or did not remove Ihram. The rules and regulation and the
precautions
will continue. And after Hajj, he can remove his Ihram. My suggestion is that if anybody have a flight on 4th or 5th Zulhijjah, 3 or 4 days before Hajj, he can make Hajj Qiran easily. Otherwise, very difficult to continue the Ihram. The precautions and all the things will continue. And another thing, if he did something wrong, then the punishment like a sadaqah or a dam, it become double. Because he's wearing Ihram of Umrah and Hajj together. Okay? And this is quite difficult, but it's more blessed. And if you have a chance, so do once in a life. And the third one is Hajj Tamattu. It's easy one. And like from Pakistan, from India, from South Africa, from USA, from normally all over the Hujjaj from all over the world, they make Ihram of Hajj Tamattu. So what is the Hajj Tamattu? You make intention of Umrah only from your hometown or before Miqat. And you make intention of Umrah. When you reach Makkah Mukarramah, you do your Umrah and come out from Ihram, remove your Ihram. You are easy from now. And then you wear Ihram and make intention of Hajj before one day of Hajj, 7th or 8th of Zulhijjah. And then you go to Mina. Inshallah, and later in program, we discuss all the things. So this is the difference, that Hajj Ifrat directly in intention of Hajj, and Hajj will, the Ihram will remove after Hajj. Hajj Qiran, the intention of Umrah and Hajj together, and Ihram will remove after Hajj. And Hajj Tamattu, only the intention of Umrah, and then after Umrah, you can remove your Ihram. And then before Hajj, when you want to go to Mina and Arafat, if you are again the Ihram of Hajj, make intention of Hajj, and go from Makkah Mukarramah, and then remove your Ihram after the Hajj events, all the things.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully, Haji Sahib has very, in a very excellent manner, and everything in a nutshell, he put it for us, that the three different types of Hajj, when you need to wear your Ihram, when you need to remove your Ihram, alhamdulillah. And as he mentioned, that Hajj Qiran is the Hajj which was performed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And definitely it has more reward because it is more difficult.
Yeah.
And in Islam, everything which is difficult has more reward. That's why we see the excellence of the Hajj.
Actually, it's not very difficult. If you have a flight in last days, if you want to make Hajj, try to make yourself Ihram friendly. If you become Ihram friendly, then Hajj Qiran is nothing for you. Actually, some people have so many problems, they feel some problems, or they have some tension about Ihram. And because of that, they want to remove Ihram very fast. You know? When the Umrah complete and when Hajj complete, and I remove my Ihram. And if you become Ihram friendly, I used to say that before Hajj, everybody's crying, Ya Allah, when you give us chance to wear Ihram. And when you wear Ihram, trying to make dua that when I remove my Ihram. So be calm, relax with your Ihram, enjoy your Ihram, be friendly with the Ihram. Then inshallah, you will enjoy your Hajj. One more important thing, that some people, when they are traveling from abroad, like out of Miqat, like from UK or from America, from Pakistan, from India, all around the world, because we are all out of Miqat. And whoever are living out of Miqat, they called Afaki. Oh. We all are Afaki. Okay. So if anybody make intention of Hajj before Miqat or in flight, on which Hajj he make intention? You know, he become Mufrid. He Hajj Ifrat. And he have to wear Ihram till the end of Hajj. But people don't know. They directly made intention of Hajj. So please remember, whenever you are going for Hajj and you have an intention to make Hajj Tamattu from your hometown or in aircraft or before Miqat, must make intention of Umrah, not for Hajj. It's very important.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. A very, very important point which Haji Sahib mentioned. That's why we said that, you know, we need to learn from the experts, those who have experience in this field. Alhamdulillah. Haji Sahib very beautifully mentioned, if a person just makes the intention of Hajj unconditionally, just Hajj, it will automatically reflect towards Hajj Ifrad, not towards Hajj Tamattu or Hajj Qiran. That's why if a person wants to perform Hajj Tamattu, then he needs to first make the intention of Umrah. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah. And all these beautiful intentions you can find in the book, as Haji Sahib mentioned, Rafiqul Haramain, the beautiful intentions, how to make the intentions, everything is present there. Subhanallah. I request one and all, please get a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina. If not, then download this book today. In different languages, it's available on the website of Dawat-e-Islami. Please get the PDF, get the document on your mobile, on your phone, on your tablet, anywhere. And please read it from A to Z, from cover to cover, so you may get an understanding of how to perform Hajj, what is Hajj. Subhanallah. Haji Sahib, whilst you were speaking now, you mentioned that become ihram friendly. So would you suggest maybe, you know, which type of ihram should we, what material should it be of, what should we do to become ihram friendly?
Inshallah, in our next episode, we'll try to explain the way how to wear ihram, inshallah, practically. So it's more good for all of our viewers. So in this episode, let me explain that it's up to you. You can wear a cotton one or towel one. But my suggestion is that you wear lower garment, you can wear the cotton one. And upper side, you can wear a towel one, because these days or these years are very hot in because Hajj may be in end of June this year. And next few years also Hajj will be in hot weather. So if you have a towel on your upper side, then you get, because you will be sweat,
right,
will be, you know, absorbed in the towel easily. And towel is, you know, sometimes it's easy to make namaz and all the thing. If you have a cotton one, when your upper side is slipping again and again.
Right.
If you buy two ihram, one is cotton one and one is towel one, so you can make both two sets like that, okay? So wear your tahban or your lower garment with the cotton one. So my suggestion is, because the people are not used to make tahband or wear tahband or like lower garment like that. So if you make practice in your house before Hajj and few hours, you know, after wearing, stay in your home. Or in night, you can wear like a night suit. And if you are able to sleep with that and walk with that, so it's more easy to you, because some people, you know, some people take ihram and try to wear at airport or in aircraft even. In first time in their life. So you have to wear for Umrah and Hajj. So be practical in your home, in alone, in your bedroom, and wear it, open it, wear it, open it. And sometime you sleep with that. Then if you feel that, inshallah, as I said, you in next episode, I will explain you that, alhamdulillah, if you wear ihram like I, inshallah, will explain, so it's become very easy for you. When you feel that I am very free with ihram, ihram is not burden on me, then you enjoy your Hajj. And if you have some burden in your mind, every time you are in problem, so be friendly with ihram. I have two or three suggestions for all Hujjaj. Be friendly with your ihram and be friendly with walking. If you accept my suggestion that wear that shoes, particular sandal, and walk at least 2 to 3 kilometers daily before 15 days of your Hajj. And if you are able to walk with that particular sandal, if the sandal is not comfortable with you, please change it.
Right.
Because at the time of Hajj, you don't find easily. So soft one, good one, buy in your hometown, best quality, and wear it in your hometown and walk with them. Then inshallah, when you wear there, you become very easy. Because I saw so many brothers, when they came for Hajj or Umrah, in one tawaf, they become tired. Because in Makkah Park especially, there are so many work for walking. The tawaf, the sa'i, and
everything,
you have to walk,
basically,
walk and walk and walk. And every step is blessed. Every step will earn a good deed for you. And tawaf and sa'i, this ibadat, you can't do anywhere in the world. So, subhanallah, you can read Quran, you can pray namaz and everything in your hometown. But tawaf and sa'i and umrah, it's only in Makkah Park. So be strong for walking. Walk as much you can walk in your hometown. Check your shoes and sandals and also check your ihram. Then you become, inshallah, very strong in your ihram and all the things.
Subhanallah. Three beautiful words of wisdom. Become ihram friendly, become your sandal friendly or your shoes friendly, I would say.
Walk
and
friendly.
become work friendly. Subhanallah. These beautiful advices you should accept. And very beautifully Haji Sahab has mentioned, you know, some people have this mindset that we bought this ihram, we only have to wait in the aeroplane or at the airport. No, there's nothing like that. Wait at home, be free, you know, relax, move around with it, wear your slippers, wear your sandals, go up, go down, because there you will need to walk a lot. And there, if there's any difficulty, it will be very difficult.
And one more thing, that is, ihram is on your size or not? Sometimes people bought ihram and they open in airport. Some brothers have a tall, you know, they have tall height, or some have healthy. But when they open, the ihram is shortened for
them. Right.
So you have to check the quality of ihram, the size of ihram. If you wear it, everything become very easy for you.
Subhanallah. And Haji Sahib, with the sandals, we must buy maybe more pairs also.
Yes, subhanallah. I also buy a 2 or 3 ihram and make intention that I'm taking some things extra for some more my brothers, Haji. Because if anybody need ihram, we'll give the ihram. If there is more sandal with me and any of sandal, broke or something like that, so I will give them gift. This is the very good deed. And in some of ahadith and some of riwayat, that there is a sign of Hajj Maqbool, that you give sadaqah and give charity and gifts of your fellow hujjaj. So this is the way to perform good Hajj.
Subhanallah. It's all about your intentions, you know. You're buying sandals, buy extra. You're buying ihram, buy extra.
Buy extra Rafiq al-Haramain.
So buy extra Rafiq al-Haramain, subhanallah. And give that to others as well. We don't know who will be in a difficult situation, in a tough situation. We can help them, inshallah. They will make dua for us. They also Haji, we also Haji. Their dua will be accepted.
They all are guests of Allah.
Allah, subhanallah. And we all are the guests of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful environment that will be. Make these intentions, inshallah. Make your life easy, make others' life easy as well.
Subhanallah.
Haji Sahib, because we are discussing the sandals, the ihram, we all know that we need to carry a bag as well. Would you suggest anything about the bag also?
Actually, in my opinion, this is the most important thing of your journey. Do not, in Urdu we say, ke bag lene mein kanjusi mat karna. Buy a brilliant bag, quality bag.
Don't be stingy.
Because do not be stingy to buy a bag. So if you imagine that your bag will be thrown 12 times, full bag, packed bag, it will be thrown 12 times. If it is strong, then okay. Otherwise, it's broken, you know, on the airport, how they pick and how they are throwing. And second thing for bag, always try to buy a bag as a trolley bag. Okay. And second thing is, you must buy a one school bag, a shoulder bag, like school bag or shoulder bag, because it will help you in Mina and Arafat. So you can, take it very easily. And the third thing is, try to buy a bag in different color. Like a navy blue, brown, or black. There are so many of these colors of black bag. If you have a like orange or purple or red or like, you know, unique color, you can find your bag within hundreds of bags.
On the
belt of airport or anywhere in the Mollim bus or everywhere, there are hundreds of bags. You can find your bag very easily. The turquoise color is very unique. Indeed. So if you want to buy a bag, it's a suggestion for you. Whenever you travel, you can pick your bag very easily. Mm-hmm. And one thing more, that when you pack your bag, must take a picture of your bag.
Okay.
If you have picture of your bag, like a few days ago I went to Europe, I didn't find my bag on airport. Then the staff asked me that, which color of your bag and which is your brand? I saw him the picture. And they took picture and they understand what is this. So you took your picture of your bag, inshallah, it will help you.
Allah, subhanallah. This is the blessings of speaking to experienced people. Alhamdulillah, with the tips of Hajj, we're getting tips of traveling as well, subhanallah. Very, very beautiful points Haji Sahib has shared with us with regards to our bag, our luggage, and our items which we need to carry with us. Please make sure you buy something strong, something durable, something which will last you. Remember, you are going on a very respected journey. And there, if you have to have tension and worries and troubles, then your mind will start diverting. Instead of enjoying, you will start feeling lots of stress and distress.
Make intention that inshallah this bag will travel with me 12 times for Madinah.
Subhanallah.
Make it strong.
Allah. Again, we're coming to intention that make good intentions as well. This bag will travel 12 times with me to Madinah Park, inshallah. May Allah take everyone to Madinah Munawwara. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. I am enjoying this company and this advice from Haji Sahib in such a beautiful manner. I don't feel like leaving this beautiful atmosphere, but unfortunately, every good thing needs to come to an end. Allah. And before we leave, our viewers, our listeners. Alhamdulillah, today we discussed many beautiful things, and I'm sure many of you must have benefited from the beautiful advices of Haji Sahab. Myself, I learned some beautiful things which will be very beneficial for the rest of my life, inshallah, subhanallah. And we did speak about the blessedity of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah, subhanallah. And it will be incomplete if we leave this discussion without praising the beautiful city of Makkah and Medina and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And Haji Sahab is, alhamdulillah, an all-rounder. What a beautiful lecture. He also very beautifully recites Naat in his melodious voice. So inshallah, I would request Haji Sahab if you could maybe recite a few couplets for us, inshallah, before we conclude today's episode, inshallah.
Right now, you are all imagining the beautiful journey and millions of Ushaqan e Rasool, devotees of Rasool e Paak, alayhi salatu wasalam. They have enthusiasm and we can say the hope that inshallah they will go to Madina Munawwara, inshallah. The poet in that particular naat, he will say some beautiful things about that. Whenever I go to Madina, what will be the feeling of my heart?
सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजिरी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजिरी होगी बात क्या है बादे सबा इतनी क्यों मुआतर है बात क्या है बादे सबा इतनी क्यों मुआतर है सब्ज सब्ज गुंबद को चूम कर चली होगी सब्ज सब्ज गुंबद को चूम कर चली होगी आरजू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में आका आरजू है सीने कब्र बने मदीने में हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजिरी हो
लबैक अल्लाहुम्म लबैक لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك